From the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding diamond grinding of concrete pavement within the travel lanes of East Layton Avenue from South Howell to I-794, just south of Pennsylvania Avenue. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Dranzik.
Thanks, Chair. This is just an informational report letting you know that we've been working with the state of Wisconsin to address an issue on East Layton Avenue as a result of construction mitigation routing. The pavement condition in that particular area has gotten pretty rough, and we've worked with the state to have some diamond grinding done in that particular segment. It came to us in pretty short order, so we had to pretty much start this right away. And what we're looking to do is we're going to have to do the design work. The state is going to do the actual construction of it. So we're letting you know about that now, and probably be coming back with a fund transfer to straighten everything out.
Okay. So that Bukowski, then I have Ms. Paul. I have a comment for her.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I want to acknowledge our colleague, Supervisor Haas, who endured many a complaint on this. This is the infamous washboard. And I'm very, very happy. I think I speak for all of us that in your lifetime, this work is actually going to get done. And so I'm very happy for you, and it's nice to see that come to fruition. So congratulations.
Well, and I actually helped name that washboard, so we've been working on that together. And diamond cutting is actually grooving into the existing pavement, and where you get that washboard effect, I assume we're going to be kind of straightening that out. But it is not replacing the roadway. And I believe Supervisor Haas has this in 2015 for replacement, is that correct? Is that changing that in any way?
It won't change that. This is just a temporary fix to make an improvement until that point in time where we get into design and eventually construction.
Okay. I'm sure both he and I are happy to hear it's only temporary. Thank you.
Ms. Paul, remember I asked you about the funding source. How can you bring us up to date?
Sure. The capital finance manager took a review of this and talked to the department, and they're going to be paying for it out of their special assessments fund, which was perfectly acceptable to her.
Yeah, and he stated, but we just want to make sure it's there. All right. Any other comments, questions about?
I'd like to move and place this up, formal motion to place this on file, since it's so important in our respective districts.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry.
Committee, is he?
Huh?
He's not on the committee, is he?
Who, huh?
The information license.
No, Jesus, no. He's with me all the time. He's with me all the time. No, he's not on the committee, but he's with me. Madam Clerk.
Did he want to say something?
Come on, huh? I mean, you have both your colleagues speak highly of you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And committee members and chairman, thank you in brief. Thank you for all your time. I wish to thank Director Dranzik for his dedicated work on this. Clark Wontok at MCDOT has been very essential to this. And I'll just give a word to former DOT Director Frank Busalaki, who did begin this process, and I thank him. Thanks to Supervisor Jersik for your advisement on the proper nomenclature for this undertaking. This is a good coda to my time on Transit Committee, so thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We got a lot of thank yous out there. Okay. So we have a motion to receive, place, or file. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
The last item 14, fund transfer. Mr. Dranzik.